Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection.
The conclusion of Chapter 7 of A Treatise on Peace of Soul by Lorenzo Scupoli. God leads us by the path that he has chosen. And if we oblige ourselves to a precise execution of exercises which we fancy, we are imposing imaginary obligations on ourselves. And far from finding God, we are actually running away from him, pretending to please him, yet not conforming to his will. If you really desire to advance successfully on this path and attain the end to which it leads, seek and desire God alone. And whenever and wherever you find him, there stop, go no farther. While God dwells with you, enjoy his company with the celestial peace of saints. And when his divine majesty pleases to retire, then turn again to the quest of your God in your devout exercises. This advice is of the greatest importance and well merits our attention. For frequently we see many clerics who exhaust themselves in the fatiguing execution of their duties, without deriving any advantage for themselves or finding peace. For they imagine they have done nothing if they leave their task unfinished, believing perfection to consist in constant adherence to the minutest prescriptions of their own wills. Thus their lives are spent in weariness and toil, as one who labors fruitlessly through the years. Never do they obtain that true repose and interior peace in which the Lord truly dwells. For it is the peaceful soul that is a sanctuary of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle guide of youth, apostle of Rome, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We are looking for God. That is the goal of our striving. And he says, when we find him, we have to stop. That is, when we find him in prayer, when God communicates himself in that gentle, loving knowledge, we have to stop and not keep searching. Saint Philip Neri used to read very slowly. He would read the scriptures very slowly. And when he felt himself warmed by divine presence, when he felt the love of God moving him, he would stop. And when that sense of God passed away, he would keep reading. And he would go on and on this way. And this is exactly what Father Scupoli is telling us. When God pleases to retire, we turn again on our quest. A quest is looking for God. How? By devout exercises. We look for God by intellectually searching for him, that's true, but also by reading, by meditating, by praying. But when we reach God, that is in contemplation, which is not a scary word, which is not as far-fetched as people make it out to be, then we need to rest in him We need to enjoy his presence. Because God wants us to be peaceful. We find God through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ dwells in a sanctuary, that is, in a holy place in our souls when we are peaceful. So let us not think that it's all up to us. It's not about fatiguing ourselves, doing our own will. This is the big danger. Self-will. Thinking that we're going to find God by doing our own little projects. In vain do the builders build if the Lord is not with them. In vain is your going to bed late, your rising early, if God is not with you. Come, Holy Spirit, help us do the will of God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.